103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Short and sweet today for Am I the Jerk, inspired by one of our callers, Michelle. She knows who she is. Michelle called in yesterday and told us that her father used to get off on scaring her and her siblings as a child, like enjoyed it.
Well, they used to watch, it was The Boogeyman, movie. Mm-hmm. And then Michelle's dad, along with, you know, Michelle and cousins, family, right, would watch the movie. And then for, what'd she say, like 2 weeks afterwards?
He would intentionally mess with them.
Boo, it's the Boogeyman. Get him, scare him, jolt him.
Uh-huh.
He thought it was the funniest thing on this green earth.
And they're traumatized now from the Boogeyman.
She did say she is traumatized from it.
And I feel like we can all relate to this in our soul, from people trying to mess with us and traumatizing us and scare us. And some people get off on it and some people don't. I will be traumatized. Don't mess with me.
I got trauma from my cousins because they scared me, and I think I've talked about it on the show, but we've all got some trauma with somebody trying to scare you in your life, huh?
Well, then this led to, since it is spooky season, is Michelle's dad the jerk for intentionally playing the boogeyman every spooky season and then messing with the children for weeks after on purpose? Why are people so mean?
It seems lighthearted.
You wonder why we have anxiety as adults, okay? You wonder why we're anxious. It's because as a kid, somebody went up and wah! Right after they showed you the boogeyman. Oh, no wonder I'm anxious as hell.
Why are we scared of the dark? Because somebody said the boogeyman hides in the dark. Yeah, exactly.
We fed the anxiety with these things. So when she said that, I said, that is such an Am I the Jerk? So there we go. Is he the jerk for intentionally scaring his kids during spooky season? People are going to call in and defend this, all you spooky season people.
Okay.
I think it's mean. Can I be honest? I think it's mean.
It's mean-spirited.
I don't like it.
But I don't think it's that big.
I know you don't. You think it was funny.
I think it's hilarious. And this comes from somebody who has experience with being scared to the point of trauma from family when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going, okay, they thought it was funny. I've evolved in my life. And now I go, no, not the jerk.
DZ, I'm going to tell you a story. I don't like telling it because it's embarrassing. But I'm going to tell you for the sake of the point here.
What we need, yeah.
When I was a kid, my two older sisters, who were 8 and 5 years old, they were older than me. So 8 and 5, that was how far ahead of me they were. They would get on their hands and knees, don't ask me why, and pretend to be this thing called the hog monster. And they would chase me around when I was little and go, the hog monster's going to get you. The hog monster. And I'd be like,
you were terrified of the hog monster.
Hated it. And to this day, as an adult, they'll come up and be like, the hog monster's going to get you. And I'm like, I am traumatized to this day from my sisters doing this to me as a kid, and they know it and they get off on it. And that's why I think it's mean.
Sorry to laugh.
Yeah, I know you are, because now I'm 40 and they can still get me and they love it and I hate it. And they team up on me. It's the only time my sisters can team up on me together and get me.
It's fun to mess with family. That's why I'm saying not the jerk. And I would deeply apologize if I were to know that I traumatized family by scaring them.
No, you wouldn't. Just like my sisters think it's funny.
I'd feel bad, but I also wouldn't lay off of it. I can't say I wouldn't still go, hawk monster's coming. I might just bust that out one day.
They think it's funny because, no, you can't scare me with it. They do, because they're the ones who did it.
They're the hog monsters.
So anybody else can do it and it won't faze me. When they do it, it's pure fear.
It's because it brings you back to that, like, time. It transports you back. And that's what it is. A lot of people can't scare me for whatever reason.
Yeah.
My cousins can. A lot of people probably can't scare Michelle.
That's fair.
For some reason, her pops can. Right? It builds this bond almost over that, bruh. And tell me you and your sisters ain't close. You don't love your sisters?
Yeah, but I hate them for the hog monster. I don't love them for that. And that has nothing to do with how close we are.
I'm 10 toes in on this one, not the jerk.
Ah, jerk, jerk, jerk. Is he the jerk for intentionally showing his kids a scary movie and then scaring them for weeks after?
Let's talk.
Let's talk next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It is spooky season, and we're talking about if you're a jerk for scaring your children intentionally, like Michelle's dad did.
Well, Michelle was talking about it, how when back in the day, her and her family and friends used to watch The Boogeyman. I was about to say Beetlejuice. They used to watch The Boogeyman, and then for weeks later, he turned into The Boogeyman and would scare them.
So mean. So mean.
So funny.
Let's go to the callers, by the way, because the text already set me off, because you know I think you're a jerk if you intentionally scare people, because I don't want to be scared. The text say something like, my dad used to do it to us, and now I do it to my kids. I'm like, oh, so it's generational. Now you're creating more trauma. Thank you.
It's passed on. Generation to generation. Listen, if I ain't leaving you an inheritance, I'm going to leave you some trauma.
Oh, Lord. Colleen's in Franklin this morning. We'll start with her. Hi, Colleen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please don't scare me. Just tell me, do you think Michelle's dad was a jerk for intentionally scaring the kids?
Definitely a jerk. I have firsthand experience with this in my family when I was started off very young.
Oh, no.
Scaring me with everything. I hated Chuck E. Cheese. We would always have birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese. I would hide underneath the table, eat my pizza, cake, everything underneath the table. Halloween. My grandpa had a mask, and they would literally taunt me with it. And it stretched even to the summer. We would have bonfires, and they would literally hide in the woods at my cousin's house and just torture me.
So
I am scarred.
So you're easy pickings, Colleen. I hate to say it, but you're easy to scare, and you probably scream really loud, and it's funny.
Rude.
I mean, it's funny for them, but not me.
I
had panic attacks from it.
That's the thing. Everybody thinks it's funny, but you don't see how stressed out we are on the inside. You're killing us.
That's not funny anymore. Yeah. That's not funny anymore. I'm sorry, Colleen.
We were up north one time, and we were around the bonfire, and one of my uncles came up behind me with the mask on, and I literally almost jumped into the fire.
Because
they scared me so bad.
This is like when you're near a stairway and somebody scares you, and you're like, are you out of your mind? I almost fell down the stairs.
Fight, flight, or freeze, and Colleen said jump into the fire.
She picked fire over getting scared. That's how bad it is.
Okay. I ain't taking it from you. She said jerk.
I mean, Colleen, I'm with you, though. Jerk all day, because I as well was traumatized. So thank you for sharing.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Whitney in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Whitney.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is he the jerk for intentionally scaring his children and showing them scary movies?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. We do this every year with our boys.
Okay.
You sickos.
Do the boys have a problem?
My boys?
No, literally just last night, I called my son home from the neighbor's house, and I had my other son waiting on the side of the door with his Michael Myers mask on. So, yeah.
Whitney, I do not want to live in your house.
It's a family of scaries. Okay. See, so everybody gets in on it, though. Everybody's in on it. The kids, too.
Yes.
I would never hear the end of it if I did this to Owen and Hudson. You know it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, Whitney. All right, so
it
Whitney
prepares them for the haunted houses and stuff like that.
Or you just don't go like me.
Fair.
How about that?
But I like where she's going with it. It prepares them. It builds tougher skin. It makes them less susceptible to get scared by the real world.
Fine, whatever.
Ain't nobody gonna scare you better and worse than me.
The scared little girl in me says you're a jerk, but fine. She said not the jerk.
Split. Appreciate you, Whitney.
Bye, Whitney.
Have a good one.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Well, now we're split down the middle, so let's go to one of our regulars for the tiebreaker. Lindsay is in Muskego this morning.
Oh, snap.
No, I don't get stressed. It's gonna get
good morning, good morning.
Hi, look at you singing the Jonas Brothers. That's our girl. Hey, Lindsay, it's split down the middle, and I'm the one who was traumatized. DZ thinks it's funny.
I'm also traumatized, though, bro. But I can't say I don't find it funny now.
You're out of your mind.
I'm traumatized. My uncle used to do this all the time to us when we would stay at his house. He would talk to us about a Caldwell killer and a Woodland Drive murderer. And we'd watch The Children of the Corn.
What?
And Chuck. No. Nope. No. Do not scare people. It's not kind. However, my husband loves it. He used to do haunted houses. So raising our son, I'm trying to raise him not traumatized. And so we go to like a Spirit Halloween or a Halloween store and let him hit all the buttons so he knows that they're not real.
Wow.
They're meant to be more of a fun, like Jack in the Box type of thing.
Decorations that jump in are supposed to be fun, not
Thank
scary.
Thank you. The jump scare stuff. I'm really glad you said that because I totally forgot. Like, there was a couple years there where Owen and Hudson were scared of the stuff in the Halloween stores because it was too jumpy. And we'd be just walking and it'd be like, oh, and Owen would be like, yeah! Give me this story.
Brit, think about it
for
Halloween.
We started when he was really young, because I was like, if we're going trick-or-treating, I can't have my kid terrified of trick-or-treating.
That part. How many people have sat with the bowl of candy pretending to be a stuffed animal or a stuffed monster, and it's somebody sitting in the costume waiting to scare everybody that comes up to grab a piece?
Jerks. Hate those people so much.
Yeah, jerk. Don't scare people. It's not kind.
Do you hear the evil laugh I have from DZ right now going on?
That was natural. I couldn't help it.
You are so bad. All right, listen. What is it? Jerk, actually.
Jerk.
Thank goodness.
Because
she said jerk.
All right, well.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye, Lindsay.
Well, fine. Fine, jerk. Michelle's dad is the jerk.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said, not the jerk. Spooky isn't just a season. It's a lifestyle. I miss working in a haunted house every October. You guys are wild.
It'd be different if I worked there. I still don't like scary stuff, but I said what I said, and I'm sticking to it, bro, but it's been decided.
Danielle in Mayville said, I love spooky season. I'm 37 and grew up obsessed with Ghostface and the Scream movies. My daughters are 13 and 19, and they inherited the same exact love for all things horror. Scare on, not the jerk. Danielle, stay away from me.
All the not the jerks coming in late there, huh?
Stay away!
Where were y'all when we needed you?
And then somebody said, jerk. Funny how people are okay being their kid's bully.
Okay, well, when you say it like that.
It was my sister, not my parents. Okay? All right.